say something about the coffee, am I? Okay, good morning, or good afternoon, or wherever you are. Today's shiur is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're going to start with the new parak in the Mishnah, the Baal of Chaf Amaveiz. Before we begin, today's shiur, and the whole week's shiur, was sponsored by Kenny and Brochi Norensberg, the Zecher Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas, and Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so Rishonim explained just about the seder of what's going on in the Masechta is that in the first two prakim we talked about kinyan nedarim, things that were usher, things that were mutter. We talked about being matmis and neder, redover, another dover, a mutter, and then. But in this parak, we're not going to be talking about lashonos that are an issue. We're going to talk about lashonos that are correct, lashonos that sound, the Gemara sounds that in first instance sound appropriate. But the issue in these mishnayos, the issue in this parak is going to be one of intent. What did the guy mean? So that's the starting point for the mishnayos. So the Mishnah says, Arba nedarim hitiru chachamim. There are four types of nedarim that the chachamim said that they are mutter by themselves, that they don't need a hataras chacham. One makes these nedarim, they don't count. They're nothing. Number one is nidrei zeruzin. These are nedarim that one makes in order to try to motivate somebody else. And we'll see, this is what our Gemara today is going to focus on, is these nidrei zeruzim, which one is noder in order to motivate his friend to change his mind or do something other than what his friend is presently trying to do. The next neder that is that he tiru chachamim is nidrei havai. These are nedarim that are said b'derech guzma. There's like an exaggeration. They're based on an impossible, something that's impossible. Like, guy says that this thing is ushered to me if I didn't see the amount of people that left from Mitzrayim. You know, no one sees whatever 600,000 plus people walking around. So those are called nidrei havai. The next type of neder is nidrei shgagos. Again, all of these have the right lashonos, just that the intent is not one that allows for the neder to be chal. The nidrei shgagos, you had a mistake when you took the neder. And the last one in the Mishnah is nidrei onsin. When there was an onus came, you made a neder, you're not going to do A, B, or C, and you couldn't do A, B, and C because of an onus. You said that, whatever, Mishnah, when we get to that, we'll talk about that. So, hetiru means that they're null and void, essentially. Yeah, we'll talk about it. What does it mean, material chachamim? Some say that even though these are not valid, you have to go to a chacham. We spoke about it yesterday also, that sometimes it says, what was the lashon on the other Mishnah? It was very similar. It said, in nishalim lahem. But if you come to make a shayla, so yeah, the Gemara uses weird lashon as opposed to just saying, oh, these nadarim are just invalid. In trichin shayla. That's what the quick case is. So now the Gemara is going to go on and explain what the case of nidrei zeruzin are. Nidrei zeruzin. Nadarim about for motivation, motivational purposes. Nidrei zeruzin keitzad. What's the case of nidrei zeruzin? Hayamoche chavitz lechaveru. Okay, A is selling something to his friend B. The amar, and the seller A says to the lokeach, konam she'eni poches lecha min hasela. I make a neder that I will not sell this item for you for less than a sela, which is 4 dinrim. All right, so I'm not going to sell for you less than 4 quarters. That's what's going to be. That's the price. My focus is what the konam is. But we say pashtus, the konam is that the money that you give me will be usher to me if I sell this item for you for less than 4 dinarin. So, because what's going on, the mocher refuses to sell less than the seller in order to strengthen his cause and to be mezaris lokeach to buy it for the price that he sets. He says that the money that you give me will be usher to me unless it equals a seller. All right, halah. But the lokeach says, yeah, there's a negotiation going on here, and the lokeach says, Konam she'eni mosif lecha al shekel. A shekel is 2 dinarim. So he says, the item that you're going to sell to me will be usher to me if I buy it for anything more than 2 dinarim. So there's a discrepancy. They're negotiating over 2 dinarim. So these, what the Gemara says over here, Gemara says, Shashneim rotzin b'shlosha dinarim. Really, what's going on here is both of them want to buy this thing. They want to buy or sell it for 3 dinarim. They want it for 75 cents. To sell it, but in order to motivate the guy to come off his position, they take this weird neder. I say weird neder. This neder zeruzin, in order to motivate the person to come down or come off of the price. So that's the case of nidrei zeruzin. So Mara asks, the Rishonim asks, a lot of the Rishonim asks, like, doesn't make sense. who cares that what was in their heart, what was in their heart, what they want to do? It's dvarim shebelev. We know the concept of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. And here, these guys said, it's konam on me if I sell less than 4 dinarim. It's konam for me if I buy it for more than two dinarim. So who cares what they said? The haflah, the actual verbalization of the words is legitimate, is valid. So what's the why is this not considered a valid neder? So Rishonim come on, they say, no, this is Rishonim say it, and I've seen the Achronim also say that this is the way they did business. So it did lev kol adam mishava. This is how everyone does business. It's an umdana the muchachas that's the case that they come. Sorry. We'll talk about it. That he says lo yachal devaro. The Rishonim bring down lo yachal devaro. That even if it's not a true, even if it's not a real ned there, it's still smacks of something wrong, because you have to be worried about what you said. You can't just fire off nedarim. You have to be careful.
There is a kavanah
element. You're supposed to have, but so they're saying here the kavanah, but here it's the kavanah is consistent with what he says, is what the Rishonim are saying, because this is the way they do business, and that's how it works. Really, in their minds, they weren't. Their mind was not to make a. Their mind was not to say that I want 4 and I'm only going to sell with 2. Their mind was to convince each other to come off the price to get to 3 dinarim. So that's a neder zeruzin. It's the only purpose that they said these words was to motivate the other person to come off the price. But it's part of the bargaining tactics that went on in the shuk. The Gemara says, "Abarni darim hikiru chachamim." Amalei Rabbi Bar Mamal Ravami Amartel on Mishmei the Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. So Rabbi Bar Mamal says to Ravami, "I heard the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Man Tana Abarni darim. Who is the Tana who ruled in this Mishnah about Abarni darim?" And they show him say that they're talking about right here specifically Nidrei Zeruzin. Who's the Tana that says that Nidrei Zeruzin are not considered a darim? Rabbi Yehuda he. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. We saw the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda before. The Amr Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, who said in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. What was the case again? The case that we have to remember with this, what comes up a few times. Two people are walking in the street, right? And another person comes in front of them. And one guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir if that's Steve. And his friend says, you know what, I'm going to be a Nazir if that's Joe. Right? So the Tanoim are colleague whether or not either of them becomes a Nazir. Right, so Rabbi Tarfon says, "La olam ein echad mehen nazir." Neither of them are considered a nazir. And Rabbi Yehuda explains, "Lifui shelo nitna nazirus el lafla." When it comes to nazirus, it can't have a tnai. It has to be clear. It has to be what the Gemara calls a hafla. It has to be completely clear. Nazirus isn't chal unless it's mefarish and it's mevurar from his words that he's taking on nazirus right now. So they're going to say, "So too here." Just like by Naziris, there has to be a flaw and there can't be any Tanai, so too by Nadarim, you have to have a flaw and there can't be any Tanai. And here it is a Tanai. This thing is going to be usher to me if I accept from you less than 4 dinarim. This is going to be usher to me if I pay you more than two dinarim. So this is going to be the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishim Rabbi Tarfon, that there can't be any Tanai when it comes to Naziris. And because of the Hekesh, from Naziris and Nadarim, there can't be any tanoim when it comes to nedarim. It has to be a flaw. It has to be clear right from the beginning. Rava says no. Afilu tema Rabbanan. You can say that this our Mishnah even goes according to the Rabbanan in that case of Rabbi Yehuda. The case of Rabbi Yehuda again was the guy, I say I'm going to be a Nazir if this guy's A, I say I'm a Nazir if this guy's going to be B. And the Chum there say no, one of them can become a Nazir, right? He says why? Mikatani Shnehem Ratzu. It doesn't say Shnehem Ratzu. Rather, it says Shnehim Rotzin Katani. That originally, Mitchilat Sof, from the beginning until now, their Rotzin was that the Mekach should be Chal with 3 dinarim. Except that the Mocher wanted to convince the Lokeach to add money. Lokeach wanted to convince the seller to diminish his price. But they had never had Kavanah from the outset to ask themselves with a Konam. So it's different over there in the Zira's case. In the Zira's case, they wanted to asher themselves, but they did it with a Tanai. They didn't do it with Hafla. Here is a completely different case. There was no intent at all. There was no intent at all to make one or the other asher. It was just a bargaining tactic. But they saw that there's a nafkamina lahalacha, whether you explain according to Rav or according to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Yehuda Nesia says it's nafka by Rabbi Tarfon, and Rav says it's even according to the Chachamim. What would happen if one of them says, no, I really meant what I said? He's mamid his dvarav. He really meant what I said. And he says, no, I was miskaveh bedafka to say this neder. So according to Rava, then it's going to be chal, because he says that it wasn't for Lazaris. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still not chal, because it's not b'hafla, it's not clear. So it doesn't make a difference what he said. It was with a t'nai. Once you make it with a t'nai, it's automatically null and void. It doesn't count. The Ron brings down a whole bunch of things, but one of the things that the Ron brought down is interesting. Is what they say here that it's with shlosha dinrin. They both agree with shlosha dinrin. But can the guy who says only for two, can he actually buy it for four? And the guy who says four, can he actually buy it? Just actually sell it for two? So he brings down his mesupik whether or not it's the case. And the Ron, he says, because the mashmos of the neder is that they're not going to sell it for that amount. I'm not exactly sure what that means. If the neder is not chal, then the neder shouldn't be chal. But then the Ron says, like I just said. Even in this case, the guy can sell it for four, he can sell it for one, it doesn't matter. If the whole point of it is just to be Mazari's friend, you know, maybe he lost the bargaining tactic and he can sell it for four, the guy will buy it for four, and the guy will sell it for two. Alright. So now the Gemara is going to come into the Gemara is going to ask another question. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question: is Mesupak whether this is considered Nidrei Zeruzim or not? Amrli Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, Amr lo b'tfei misela. Let's say the Mocher tells the Lokeach that I'm not going to sell this to you unless you give me more than a seller. You give me a seller 0.25. You give me five dinrin, right? The Holland Lokeach says Amr b'tshemi pachos mishekel. It's going to be usher to me if I pay you less than a shekel. I'm going to sell it to you only for a nickel. I won't even pay a quarter. I won't even pay a quarter for it. So what's the story in that case? Nidrei Havei, Ozruzin Havei. In that case, is that considered a neder, or is that also still considered Zruzin? So the question is, what's the machlokas here? So what's the issue? What's the suffix over here? So one issue is that he says that one mishnah says that they were medayik with their lashon. They're saying like 1.25, a sella plus. Since they were more medayik in their lashon, maybe they really mean what they said. Another man d'amar rishonim says that no, maybe because the spread is so wide in this instance that they're not. It's such a disparity when it comes to what they're asking each other in price. So maybe in this case they really did mean that to have the nether to be chal.
So what's the other time? How's the nether? How's the reason that it's so far apart?
Well, because they're just trying to get each other to come off their price. It's just the bargaining. It's all bargaining. We don't do that most of the time. Now, you go into the store. Most people, you go into the store, you just pay the price. You know, it's a buck and a quarter. You pay the price. Here, other places in the world, other places in New York, maybe you can barter. we can bargain. So, Amrlei. So Ravashi is going to answer the suffix. Amrlei Tanina. Now we can learn this from what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Hayim Misarev B'Chaveru Sheyochel Etzlo. A guy wants his friend to eat by his house, and he's bothering him. And he's pestering him. Come to eat by my house. So the guy, the invitee, says, Amrlo Konam Beischa Shani Nichnas. Your house is usher to me that if I come into it, right? Your house will be usher to me like a korban if I go in there. And he adds, Tipas Tzonen Shani Tolem. Even a small drop of cold water that I would drink from you would be usher to me like a korban. The Mishnah says, Mutuli Kanos Levesa Velistos Hemeno Tzonen. He's allowed to walk into his house. He's allowed to drink. He's allowed to drink Tzonen. Why? Because the guy who was invited, he only wanted to get this guy off his back so he won't eat or drink anything. He doesn't want to invite. He doesn't want to go into his guy's house to eat or drink. He doesn't want. He doesn't want to go. But he's not really miskaven. He's not really miskaven that he can't enter the house and he can't drink so on. So how does that answer our question? So you see the first guy invited him to come to his house to eat, and he says something completely out of whack, completely to the other side. So the language is so disparate from what he said before, yet you see people do that. Or the other shita was, is that he was so medactic to say, even a drop of water I'm not going to drink. But still, you look at the situation, you know from the situation that he's just trying to be Mazaris, to get the guy off of his back, not to invite him anymore, that's why he takes the neder. So too in our case, if one guy says more than a seller, one guy says less than a shekel, then still that can be considered Nidrei Zeruzin. So Gemara says, I went ahead. But the Gemara says, Vamai, why is he mutter to go into the house? Why is he mutter to go into the house and drink tiplat sonan? Ha tiplat sonan kamar. He said tiplat sonan. He said it clear as day that he's not going to have tiplat sonan. Ella, so you see, it's mucha from here. Mishtai inish hachi. People do these things. People are regular to speak this way, even if just to be mizari is his friend, to stop him from bothering him to come eat. So you see from here, so hachanami mishtai inish hachi. People speak this way. People regularly speak like this, and their kavana is not for a neder. Their kavana is to be mizari each other one to another. So the The Rambam brings down that in this instance it's still aser b'achil b'shtiyah, because that's a regular, that's not like necessarily that might not necessarily be a nidrei zuzin. He said that's achil b'achil b'shtiyah, so maybe he can't go and eat in the other person's house. And he's cholik on the Rush, because the Rush says that he can even eat in the other person's house. It brings down here in the Maharit that even according to the Rush, it's aser for him to eat or drink in the guy's house. Because he said also before that your house is usher to me, but the Rush says it's mutter b'achil b'shtiyah. That means he can have the guy's food outside the house. Again, there seems to be some sort of issue, like we said before, that you have to be careful with the words. And even if it's not really chal, we're trying to be very careful that everyone keeps their promises, so to speak. Because there's a. But the Gemara is saying that it's not a nether.
It goes back maybe.
Could be, it could be. They're talking about it. Could be. There's a chiluk between Mama Aretz and between the Chachamim. But it seems over here, because in this Mishnah, it didn't say imbo nishal, you know, onshino. So it seems this Mishnah and Nedri Zuzim are just null and void. I guess, but maybe they look at each situation of what he says and how it works in each situation. So I saw a similar issue came down. I saw that they bring down from the tshuva the Shut Torah Lishma by a guy who. You know what Shatol Lishma is? Okay. Guy brings down, the guy had a problem. He didn't wear tzitzis. Oftentimes, he didn't wear tzitzis. Just find that in summer camp. Some of the kids, they don't wear tzitzis. And people were bothering them. You have to wear tzitzis. So he goes, fine, I take a nether. I'm going to put tzitzis on my body forever. I'm never going to take it off. So how does that work? He's got to take a shower. He's got to change his tzitzis because sometimes they get dirty. So he was, and now he's worried that he's not allowed to take it off. So Tolu Shema says, no, listen, sometimes that could be like a Nidre Zeruzin, not all the way through, because he still has to wear tzitzis, but the situation is that this was a neder to Mizaris himself. It doesn't mean all the time. There are certain situations where it comes out, it just makes sense, it's a Mustabra. At certain times, when they get dirty, black and filthy, you want to take them off and put on a new one. When you take a shower, you want to take off the tzitzis, and so you know they don't get ruined and they don't get wet. So you have to look at each situation as to what the words are said and what the words mean. We mentioned this before also with the case with the guy taking the neder not to speak on the telephone. You have to look at the Rosh Hashanah says you have to look at the context of each neder as well. No, there's no mitzvah to it, unless the case was he was wearing a four-cornered garment without putting on tzitzis. Then it's a different story. But that didn't seem like that's the case. So now they're going to be docha this raya. So Amar Lei, Ravina says to Rav Ashi, "Mi dami, what's the comparison between our Mishnah and the case of being invited to somebody's house? Gabi tzonein, what's the case by the tzonein? The reason why the net is not chal, tzadikim omer ma'at va'oseh harbeh." So the guy is worried. The guy who's invited says, He really means, I don't want to have even a teep of water. Because he knows, if he agrees just to have a little bit, the guy who's inviting him, tzaddikim, they say a little bit, and then they do a lot. And therefore, the other way around. He's trying to be very careful, that the guy doesn't invite him at all. Therefore, he's marking his words to say that I'm not going to even have a drop of water. His kavana is not for a ned. There's just Lazarus, his friend, to stop bothering him to invite him. That's what, because he knows his friend is going to tell him, you'll come to my house, I'll give you a little bit, and ends up he's going to give him a lot. He doesn't want to have anything at all, so he's Mazar's friend, and not even a teep of water are not going to have. But here, by the case of the Mocher and the Lokeach, it's a Sveika, it's a Sufiku, we could have a Sufik, maybe they really meant, because like we said before, maybe they really meant, they were medactic in their words, maybe they really meant this amount, or maybe the price disparity is just too much. Right? Or Odilma Dakika Amar Vinidre Habe. Maybe shekel amar zruzin have. Maybe that's a neder zruzin, like the case in the Mishnah. Oh dilma daka kamar v'nidre have. Maybe it really is that they're medatek in the lashon in this case, and it would be a real neder. So tibai, that's the maseches adarim lashon for teku tibai. The question stand, and we don't know the answer. But the Ramban and the Ran they pass in the chumra in this case that the neder is chal. I guess when there's a suffix nedarim, they go to chumra. But the Meiri writes lahakel. Because he says that that's a derech of people who try to motivate each other, that they fight with each other from mikatzel lekatzel. They go across the board to fight each other. And the Rambam just leaves out this whole suffix. He doesn't mention it at all. So the Ramban and the Ran are paskin the chumra, and the Meiri paskins lahakel. So now we're going to get into again. We're going to start talking about different ways to be matir neder. We discussed it yesterday. There are different ways. There's what's called a pesach. Pesach means, had I known now what I know then, would I have taken a neder? That's a better way to be matir neder. It turns the neder into a neder tos. It's what's called charata, meaning I have regret starting. It has to be regret from the beginning. I regret starting from the beginning that I shouldn't have taken the neder. And then that's a regular charata. And we're going to see in the Gemara there's something in between, where it's stronger charata. It's stronger than charata, but less than a Pesach. It's somewhere in between. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Abar Nedarim Halol." These four Nedarim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, Tzrichin She'el Chacham. Even though they say that they're Mutter, this Ma'adarma says you still have to ask a Chacham to be Matir the Neder. So it continues, "Ki Am Mita Kamei De Shmuel." When I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar Tana Tani, Abar Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim. The Mishnah says that these things are Mutter. Mashma, that's a Heter Gomer. How you sound telling me that they need a sheilas chacham? What does that mean? It's mutter by itself. So the Shonim bring down what was the havamin? What was this dispute over here? So they say that Rav Asi originally said Rav Asi thought that the lashon of the Mishnah of hetiru chachamim means that meikar din these are mutter, but for an amaretz like the previous Mishnah for an amaretz you would need sheila, or that they wouldn't be in no way kalas rosh. But for Talmid Chachamim, they would be mutter by themselves, like we just saw in the Mishnah on Chaf on the base, that you needed an Am Haaretz, needed to answer. But Shmuel says no, because you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah says Hetiro. It doesn't say, like, it's different words that it says in the Mishnah on Chaf on the base. It just says it's Hetiro Chachamim, that it's mutter by itself. So now they're going to try to explain what was really said. Rav Yosef Masdi Lahai Shemaita. Rav Yosef, now he learned a din that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi this way, Bahai Lishna, in this Lashon. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Ein Chacham Roshay Lahatir. Ela ke'ein arba nedarim halalu. A chacham can only be matir neder, only in a certain way ke'ein arba nedarim halalu. Only if it was if the heter is coming about in a similar way like these nedarim. What does that mean? So I'm going to say it means only al yedei pesach. Only if you find a pesach. Lule, I would have known now. Then when I know now, then I wouldn't have taken a neder. Why? Because that makes the neder into a neder tos. Because you're more miskav into a real nether, because I didn't know all the facts, so I didn't have kavana for the nether to be called this way.
It's not the same thing as
karata
with different words.
No, because karata can say, you know what, even if I knew everything now, even if I knew that everything I know now, I still would have taken the nether. I just feel bad that I shouldn't have taken it. According to some, it's now. Yeah, as long as it's original, the karata is original. See, it's a machlokas. So he says. So Rav Yosef says that you only can be matir neder if you agidei pesach. But kasavar in poschim b'charata. You can't be matir neder with charata. So it's a little small machlokas rishonim, but what does it mean? Ein poschim b'charata. According to the Ran and most rishonim, it means you can't be matir neder with charata. But the Tosas Rid brings down that it means that a chacham is not allowed to open to the mischaret. Oh, you know what? I can give you charata. Do you have charata? But if the guy himself comes and says I'm mischaret, then the Tosas Rid says that the chacham can be matir. It's ain't post from the charata. The chacham can't open up by using charata as a means to be matir the neder. But the guy himself can come and use charata, can do charata. And the Rashba brings that down also. The Rashba not chacham brings it down also. The sheet of the Tosas Rid. So now we're going to bring down that Rav Huna is cholik on Rav Asi, who says that you can be matir neder b'charata. Hahuda asal kamei Rav Huna. Someone came in front of Rav Huna. Amr lei, and he wants to be matir neder. He comes to Rav Huna and says, I want to be matir neder. So he says, libo chalach, is your rutzon now like it was originally, that even now, that even today you want to do the neder and you're not mischaret on the past, you're only mischaret for going now and forward, or right now your heart's not the same as it was before and you're mischaret all the way from the beginning. I shouldn't have taken the neder. So Amarle, the notice says, Rafuna, lo, my heart is not. I'm mischaret no mafreya on the whole thing. I don't want to do the nether. I'm mischaret on the whole thing. Visharje. And he's mocking the nether for him. So you see, according to Rahuna, you can't have charata is a means to be mater nether. Next case. Now this is the case we're going to come into the charata that's in between, something that's in between Pesach and in between charata. Who the asla kamed the Rabbi Bar Huna? Man comes before Rabbi Bar Huna. Amarle. And he wants to be matir neder. So Rav Huna says to him, "Ilu haya sara bnei adam sheyifayisucha." If there were, but also shara mina darta. Had there been 10 people at the time you made the neder, who would have calmed you down, and you would have been so angry at that time, and you would have made the neder, would you have made the neder? Amarle, lo. If there were 10 people there, who would have mifayis me, would have calmed me down, I would have taken the neder. The hetiru, and he was mad to him because it's charata, it's real charata here. So why is this? This is not. We saw him explain it. This is not truly charata, because, and this is also because he's being. He said, if you had a situation that arose then, would you have not taken the neder? He says no. So it's not pure charata. It's not feeling bad about this. About it, he's talking about a situation that would have prevented him from taking the neder. On the same token, that situation didn't take place. It's not, had I known then what I know now. He doesn't know now and then or anything. Nothing changed. There weren't 10 people. So it falls somewhere. Somewhere in between. So the Gemara now brings down that this machlokas, the Rishonim calls a charata berura. It's a clear charata. So the Rishonim, now the Gemara brings down that this is a machlokas, this could be a machlokas tanaim. Tanya. That this is, again, here's another one of the cases where the Lashon Nedarim is Mishuna. The Rosh brings it down here because it says Tanya. The Gemara should have said Kitanai. Instead it says Tanya. The Rosh brings down again, the Lashon in Masech Nedarim is Mishuna. You have like two or three a page. On Lashon Nedarim Mishuna. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer lo la'adam. You say when a person comes to be matir neder, Omer lo la'adam, lev ze alecha, is your ratzon right now like the ratzon it was when you made the neder, and therefore you're not mischaret on the past, you're only mischaret mikan lahava, right? Im amar lav. If he says, no, ain't my heart is not the same it was now, and I mischaret, have charata even in my frey on what I took, on the neder that I took, then matirin also, then you matir the neder. As Rabbi Yehuda says, you can be posteich b'charata. Like Rav Huna. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum, Aviv, Omrim lo la'adam, you say to the person, Ilu haya asar b'nei adam, shif asucha, b'osho shah, min adarta, imam alav, if he says, if there were 10 people there, would you have taken the neder? And if he says, no, I wouldn't have taken the neder if they calmed me down, matirin also, then you matirin. Because Rabbi Yossi, the father of Yishmael, says that dafka with charata berura, you posteich, and not like Rav Huna. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring down a bunch of stories. There is what to speak out on this. The whole thing about Libel Pivshavim, but not for now. The Gemara brings down a whole bunch of stories about Charat and about Pesach and who holds what.
Why not the 10 people versus
the... Because the 10 people they bring down, because 10 people is... the Kedusha is Shruya by 10 people, and if there were 10 people there, then he would have realized that what was going on was such a holy thing, and then he would have realized not to... To be matir neder, 10 people is a minion. You see 10 people by a lot of things, and someone passes away, and you try to get tshuva from them. You bring people to the base paros. 10 people is a way. It's a quorum. You know that's what's necessary.
I always had a question about kitanoi. Getting back to that, kitanoi. It's a machlokas tanoim.
Right.
So therefore what?
I.
We argued about it already. So.
Yeah, so
therefore what? It's older machlokas.
Yeah, because if you have a kasha on one or the other, the guy can hang his hat on a tana.
But it never goes down that road.
It could go in other places. I don't know. We don't know all the shots.
Usually, more tries to make it not a machlokas as an original machlokas. Why?
Why
the wrong argument?
Because it wasn't resolved.
Yeah, but we need to have a run. Then you have this machlokas tana. We need a machlokas have a run about just repeating a machlokas tana. The chain of mesora it still exists.
Usually,
Mark tries to resolve it
at
this
moment.
I think you should
know this
already.
Right. I just thought.
What do you mean?
That
The first sheet agrees that if he said 10 people, if he said, of course, because he holds even a stam charat is enough.
But is the second sheet arguing on the first?
Yeah, I think he's arguing. The Rishonim said that he's arguing. He's saying that a regular stam charat is not enough. You have to have a more charat de muchach that he wouldn't have taken the nether. But the second sheet may not necessarily need a pesach. Okay, we'll bring a few cases now. Simon Isi Velazi Yochanan Vianai. Hahuda Asla Kamed Ravasi. A person comes in front of Ravasi. Amar Lei says, and he asked, Ravasi asked the Noder, Kadu Tahis, are you mischarit meikara about the Neder? Amar Lei, lo? Meaning, yeah, I am. You think I'm not? Of course I am. Why else am I coming to you? Bishari, and he was matir the Neder, so you see that Ravasi holds that you're posim mecharata. So yes, he says, Ron brings down, didn't Ravasi just say that you ain't posting b'charata? So the Ron says, there are two Ravasis. One's Rebbe Asi and one's Ravasi. Because we just support down Ravasi, says you're not posting b'charata, and this Ravasi says you are posting b'charata. Okay. Another case. Hahuda also the kamed de Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, so a guy comes in front of Rebbe Eliezer. Amar Leis, Rebbe Eliezer asked him, b'eis noder, at the time that you take the neder, right? Up to now you wanted to keep the neder, and only now going forward you want to be mati the neder? I mean, do you have charata for meikara, or do you only charata starting now? So Amarlei, ilu lo margazinim li lo ba'inun klum. Had they not bothered me so much at the time I made the neder, originally, I never would have made the neder to begin with. I mean, I have charata from the beginning. I have charata from the beginning. So Amarlei, dehei kibois. Okay, then that's the case. If you have charata all the way from the beginning, then it should be mutter. So you see, for Rabbi Lazar, he holds that you're posting mecharata.
But is that charata, or is that the second type where it's someone to calm you down? Like he say if I wouldn't have been so angry,
right?
I wanted to do that. So is that like saying someone to calm you down, you wouldn't have made the nether, or is it just his mental state at the time that he?
Right. So I think it's a machlokas rishonim, because if you look at the mefarish. They look at the Mefarish, the Rasul Ein Amar Lei Tehei Kibayis, like the second to last, he says, Ho v'lo kibalta miritzoncha ye mutilecha kamosha ata rotze t'lo have neder. V'hatan asav de ein posim mecharata. He says, no, that this is a Pesach. It's not even a charata. But the Ran brings down that here, that this is charata. But the Mefarish says, like you say, that this is a raya the other way, that this is a raya that ein posim mecharata, because it makes sense, actually. That you're not posting mecharata because this is really a Pesach. Had at the time I've been, had, maybe it's not a Pesach, maybe it's charata berurah or whatever it is, at the time I've been as calm then as I am now, I wouldn't have made the nether. We'll do one more case. The Adre Libarta, it was a woman who made a nether that she's not going to get any hana'ah from, that her daughter should not be able to get any hana'ah from her. The mother says that about the daughter. Then it's charata. The woman has charata, and she wants to be mati the neder. So asla kamei Rabbi Yochanan. She comes in front of Rabbi Yochanan and says, she now is trying to find a way for Pesach, because Amar La, he says to her, ilu hava yadata amina migar tayich alach debar tayich. Had you known that by the time you made the neder, that the woman in the street would be saying about your daughter, ilu lo chamas ba ima milan da ziva. That the mother doesn't say things for no reason. There must have been a good reason. Your daughter must have really been a bad girl in order for you to come to this point to make a neder, right? B'chdei lo adarta, you wouldn't have been made this neder. B'chdei lo adarta. I mean, if the mother didn't see bad things in the daughter, that she would be roy to not want to have her daughter have hana from her, then she wouldn't have been made this neder. She didn't make this neder stam. Since she did make the neder, the people are saying it's proof that the daughter didn't behave properly. So had you known that all the people in the street would be saying that, mi adarte, would you have made a neder? Amar Lei. So the woman says back to Rav Yochanan, no, had I known that, then I wouldn't have been matir neder, v'sharia. And Rav Yochanan then it was matir the neder. But from here, it's mashma clear that this is not a case of charata, this is a case of Pesach. So it's not a raya for the other machlokas that was brought down, but you know, a charata berura, not a charata berura. I just wanted to bring out a quick thing. I saw online from one of these Daf Yomi blogs. So we have these methods of the charata. So we said that what the Ron explained that charata that charatim renders the nether a mistake meikara, a mistake from its inception. That's how we try to do it from the nidrei zruzin, that it's from the outset, it's no good. So if from the outset, if you have charata, it makes the nether no good, why do you need to be matir? Why do you need to be matir nether? Why do you have to go to a chacham? By itself, automatically, it's from meikara. Any person who realizes the situation that originally would have deterred him from making the nether, then it should be null and void by itself. So the Ma'arit and Ma'arit quotes and Shlomo Eger, they both quote to Ma'arit and they say that midoraisa, when there's a Pesach, there is no need for a chacham. But the Rabbanan, they don't want a free for all. So therefore they insist that a nether can only be removed by if a chacham removes it. So this answers the Gemara and Daf Pesam at Beis that says when one has charata on the Zirus, then it will turn his carbon into chulin ba'azara. So what do you mean? If Jess has charata and Naziris is chulin ba'azara, doesn't he have to be matir neder? So according to this ma'abid, it makes perfect sense. The reason why it's chulin ba'azara is because automatically when you have the ruh charata, me'ikara, it's knocked off. So therefore, in this case, then it would be considered chulin ba'azara. But the Ran over there, it goes back and forth of whether or not and how to explain that it's chulin ba'azara. So maybe he doesn't hold this notion of a bit, and he holds that even maybe d'oraisa a chacham has to be matir even when there's a pesach.
Okay. These could be
shkagos. I don't know. I think we went off the topic of Zeruzim and went into how you're being matir neder, whether you're allowed to use charata or you're allowed to use pesach. Great. Stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos.